This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend a warm-hearted welcome to you from the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Steve Kramer will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering CDs and printed copies of today's sermon will follow the program. Thank you for tuning in today, and please join us at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
Why do we go to church? Kids sometimes ask their parents that. How would you respond? Or how do you respond when someone asks, why do you tune in week after week to Christian Crusaders? Well, Jesus has an answer for that question in today's text, so I invite you to listen in. Our reading for today is from the 10th chapter of Luke, beginning at verse 38. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." A wise man once said, "Life is the sum of all your choices." It is true that we make a lot of choices in our lives, from whether to get out of bed in the morning, to picking a television show to watch in the evening, to what we are going to eat or not eat at dinner time, to the attitude with which we will face our day. Some choices can be a little more major than others, such as friends. What kind of friends am I going to run with? Some people are good to have as friends, and others are rather destructive for you. The choice is yours. But what about marriage? Who am I going to marry? Is this the person that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with? You have to make a choice. We make choices in regards to our priorities and the goals that we set for ourselves. A rather sad statement that I heard one time was an individual looking back in his life. He said, "You know, I spent my life climbing the ladder of success only to discover now that I had it leaning against the wrong building." None of us wants to make choices that are considered to be unwise or dumb. As human beings, we want our choices to be wise. That's including in our spiritual life as well, with God. We want to make very wise choices there, don't we? Our story for today about Jesus and Mary and Martha is about making a wise choice, about a choice that was made, and Jesus affirmed it as being wise. We need to move past this discussion of am I a Martha type or a Mary type, and really get to the bottom of what this story is really all about. The story is about choosing wisely for one's spiritual growth. Jesus, it says, was on his way to Jerusalem. He had set his face to go there, for he was going to go to Jerusalem to suffer and die and rise again for the sake of you and me. He would die upon that cross as a payment for our sins. God would raise him on the third day. And all who place their trust in him would have salvation. He is invited into the home of Martha, who wants to get to know him a little better. So Jesus and his 12 disciples accept the invitation and enter her home. We don't know exactly why Martha had invited him in, other than she wanted to get to know him, I guess. Well, Jesus, upon entering the house, began to teach, according to our story here. He was in the main room with the disciples. In the meantime, Martha had this sister whose name was Mary. And Mary proceeded to go into that area where Jesus was and sit and listen to what Jesus was saying. It says in the passage, she was sitting there listening. The word listening is literally hearing, like a student hears the teacher attentively, mulling over what that individual is trying to pass along to the student. She was hearing what Jesus was saying, the passage says. Saying, the word there is logo, the word. She was hearing the word. The word of what? The word of the kingdom of God, of God's plan for the world, of God's love for each individual, God's wanting to have a relationship with the likes of not only the disciples, but with Mary and everyone in the world. She was taking that all in and listening to the values and the plans and all of the other things revolving around Jesus' message, the kingdom of God. Meanwhile, Martha is off in the kitchen working, getting dinner ready. Martha serves as the foil in this story as she asks, "Lord, don't you care that I'm doing this all by myself? Send Mary out here with me." What's she all worked up about? Is it that she didn't like being left to do all of this by herself? Well, you and I know that feeling. We probably would sympathize a bit with Martha on that one. But what is she really upset about? I think it's important that we understand a little bit about the culture of that day. Where is Mary in this scene? She's sitting in the room, the main room, with the disciples and Jesus. Now, back in those days, women had their own space and men had their space. There was a public space for the men. Women were basically out of view, either in a kitchen or out with the children. Mary, in plopping herself down in that living room with Jesus and the disciples, was basically crossing an invisible boundary that was not to be crossed. She was behaving like a man. And Martha was mystified that Jesus would allow this to happen. Not only was Mary sitting with the disciples, but she was sitting at the feet of Jesus, some versions of this story read. In other words, she was in the posture of a student. Women were not given the privilege of being students of the rabbis back then, not according to what we know about that day. She was behaving, again, like a man. And Martha's wondering, scratching her head. She doesn't belong in there. She's not a man. She has crossed the line of appropriateness. She's thinking she's a disciple. Not only that, when a person studied with a rabbi, typically the end goal in mind was that student would eventually become a teacher. And that would be unheard of back in those days. Mary becoming a teacher, a proclaimer about the kingdom of God, Martha must have thought that was just absurd. And so she says to Jesus, "You know, this situation needs to be fixed. Just send her out to work with me here in the kitchen." And listen to Jesus' response. He kind of tries to tone it down a little bit. "Martha, Martha, you're so worried and preoccupied with getting all of these things taken care of. A plate of bread would be just fine. There's only one thing necessary." I'm kind of reminded a little bit of when Jesus was talking with the disciples. He said to them, "You know, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and ultimately to give his life as a ransom for many." And earlier on in this particular chapter of Luke, Jesus, as he's sending the disciples out two by two, tells them, "Now don't go and be a burden or a hassle upon these homes that welcome you in." And now we have kind of Jesus almost teaching the disciples again what he'd said earlier. Don't be a hassle. An agent of the kingdom isn't meant to be a burden upon those who welcome him in. "Martha, Martha, you're worried and distracted about all these things. One thing's good enough." And then he says, "Mary has chosen the best portion." What has Mary chosen, dear friends? To be a hearer of the Word of God. She has chosen to sit at the feet of Jesus and be his disciple. And Jesus went on to say, "And this won't be taken from her. I'm not taking it away from her." Her choice that day was affirmed by Jesus. She grabbed the opportunity to be a hearer of the word, to be fed by that precious word of God that Jesus brought, to be served by the master and begin her training as a disciple of Jesus Christ. This story isn't about, are you a server or are you a listener? This story is about making a wise choice in the opportunities that are given you. Jesus came to serve that day and give the word. Mary chose to sit and be a hearer of the word, and Jesus affirmed it. Earlier in that chapter as well, Jesus said to those disciples, he said, "Blessed are you that you're seeing and hearing all of this with me. For there have been kings and prophets throughout history who have been waiting to hear the things that you're hearing, to see the things that you're seeing." Mary was joining the crowd of the blessed in sitting to be a hearer of the word. Jesus wants us to do that, obviously. Now, when I was a kid, we would sometimes dare to ask our parents, "Why do we go to church?" Perhaps you asked that when you were a kid. And perhaps you've even been asked, "Why do you take time in your day to sit down and listen to a program like this Christian Crusaders?" The answer Jesus would give would be, "It's the wise choice. It's a wise habit to be a regular hearer of the word. It's in hearing that word of God that we grow stronger in our relationship with our Heavenly Father and with our Savior Jesus. It's in sitting quietly and listening to the word proclaimed that we are once again reminded that we are loved by the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. That there is a love that is so deep that it went all the way to a cross. It's in sitting quietly and hearing the word that we're again brought to the remembrance that someday we're going to die, but a place has been prepared for us by Jesus in his Father's house. It's in sitting and listening quietly and being a hearer of the word that we sometimes, when we get off track, as followers of Jesus Christ, he brings us back by reminding us, what does it profit to gain the whole world and yet lose your soul? As he challenges our values. As we're caught up in worry, we need to be reminded as hearers of the word, why do you worry about what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear? Everybody in the world worries about that. Your Heavenly Father knows your needs. And he loves you, and you are so valuable to him. Again and again, as hearers of the word, we are given the opportunity to grow in our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Dear friend, it's good that you're here, listening in today, being reminded that you have a Savior who really loves you and wants to walk alongside of you each day of your life. In being here this day, you've chosen the best portion. When we go to church, when we listen in as hearers of the word, we are not only choosing the best portion for ourselves, but for our children as well, if you're a parent. A wise man once said, when we get out of the habit of going to church to be a hearer of God's word, we are shooting ourselves in the foot spiritually. But we're also shooting our children in the leg and our grandchildren in the heart. Your kids are watching as to what's important in your life. Every time you and I choose to take the time to hear the word of God, we're drawing close to Jesus. We're increasing the chances of growing in that abundant life that Christ Jesus came to give. I don't know about you, but I have learned along the way for myself that I need to listen and learn to the one who really knows what makes my life work, and his name is Jesus Christ. I find it interesting that one of the most favorite quotes of Jesus that people memorize is an invitation to listen to him. Listen to this. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke. Now, the yoke back in those days was sometimes referring to the teaching of the rabbis. Take my wise teaching upon you and learn from me, Jesus says. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He wants us to be hearers of his word, to listen. It's a choice. It's a choice we make. One of the great thinkers of the Christian faith, C.S. Lewis, one time wrote this thing that I copied off in his book, Mere Christianity. It reads as follows. Every time you make a choice, you are turning the central part of you, the part of you that chooses, into something a little different from what it was before. And taking your life as a whole with all your innumerable choices all your life long, you are slowly turning this central thing either into a heavenly creature or into a hellish creature. Either into a creature that is in harmony with God and with other creatures and with itself, or else into one that is in a state of war and hatred with God and with its fellow creatures and with itself. To be the one kind of creature is heavenly. That is, it's joy and peace and knowledge and power. To be the other means madness, horror, idiocy, rage, impotence, and eternal loneliness. Each of us at each moment is progressing to one state or the other. My dear friends, you tuned in today. According to Jesus, you made the wise choice. Let us continue being people of the Word. Amen.
What more can he say than to you he hath said? To you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. Fear not, I am with thee, oh be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand. Upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt. I only desire thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never forsake. That soul,
let's pray. Almighty and merciful God, we are grateful for the many gifts you've given us, the gift of another new day in your presence, the gift of your Son who came to save us from sin and its consequences, the gift of your holy word that helps us to better understand you, and the gift of prayer and the privilege of approaching your throne of grace with confidence. Lord, you have been so good to us. In the name of Jesus, we thank and praise you for your grace. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray today's gospel message has filled you with joy and peace for the week ahead. Christian Crusaders has been blessed throughout our 75-year history with generous and faithful listeners who have supported this ministry with their prayers and financial gifts. If you are able, please consider making a financial contribution to this ministry so that we can continue to grow and serve, bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to listeners on 20 stations across the country. Memorial gifts, for instance, allow you to honor the memory of someone special to you while supporting Christian Crusaders' mission at the same time. Memorial gifts can be given in any amount and should be directed to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. If you know someone who might enjoy Christian Crusaders, please tell them about this program. They can find out more about this ministry as well as listen anytime from anywhere in the world at christiancrusaders.org. If you would like a CD or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders since 2005. Christian Crusaders is now in its 75th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.